Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about law enforcement issues, especially during the summer season on this weekend show. Joined in the studio today by Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley and also Sergeant James Oliver with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office. Sergeant Oliver, during the last segment, we ended talking a lot about how you cannot become a statistic when it comes to search and rescue. Also want to continue on that conversation. How important is it just to be transparent and letting people know where you're going to be going?
Yeah, so I would, you know, we talked a lot about what to do while you're out there, but I really need to back up. So you need to have a plan and to share that plan. So have a map of the area that you're going to. Try and stay on the routes that you planned and let people know, you know, where you're at.
Sheriff Pooley, anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's just so important to let family and friends know where you're at, know your route, what time you're going to leave, when should you be arriving. Those are really important because when we send out the search and rescue team, we have to have a starting point to start looking for folks.
Is the Sheriff's Office actively recruiting new volunteers for search and rescue?
Absolutely. We're always looking for new members. We always want to expand our capacity. You can go to our Sheriff's Office website. You can fill out an application. We'll do a brief background. There's an interview process with some of the volunteers and the liaisons. And I will say this, you don't need to come to us with any specific skill. It's great if you have a skill set, if you're a rock climber or, you know, maps, any of those things, that's great. But we'll train you to do all of these things. And I can tell you that once you're part of this team, you're going to love the people you work with and volunteer with. I have not seen a happier, better group of professionals in my life.
And Sergeant Oliver, you know, the search and rescue incidents that occur, you know, comparing summer to the winter months, is there one season that's typically more challenging than the other?
There really isn't. They are pretty equal and they each have their challenges. In the wintertime, we typically don't have to cover as much distance. But again, you're dealing with snow and cold. In the summertime, you may deal with a lot more distance. But on that side of it, you're dealing with the summer, you might have heat stroke or heat exhaustion as a result of hiking or your level of hydration. On the winter side, you're talking about hypothermia. So just different issues. Not one is greater than the other. You just have to be prepared for the environment you're going into.
You know, looking at summer compared to winter, is one typically more busy than the other, or is it a year-round thing?
It is a year-round thing. Seems like that the numbers are growing for this year. We kind of have an average number of incidents that we respond to, and it's just throughout the year.
For members who are in the community working, really interested, though, and possibly in joining the search and rescue team, is there like a set amount of time that they have to commit, or how does that work?
The folks that are on this team, and once you get involved with it, I can't, again, to reiterate what Sheriff Pooley is saying, they are so professional. They are so just enthusiastic. They have a presence about them. They are literally happy to be there, and their whole goal is to go out and to help these folks. That's entirely it. They want to do everything that they can to help anybody that's out there, and it's just that environment just kind of grows on itself. I don't know how to. They're incredible folks.
That's
absolutely
great.
Incredible.
And before we move on to the next topic and leave search and rescue, Sheriff Pooley, anything else on search and rescue you'd like to add?
No, just again, we're always looking for volunteers. Please go. If you're interested, this sounds fun to you, sounds like something you might want to do, please go to our website, fill out the application. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to talk to you.
We've got a few minutes left on this weekend's Motherload Views. Sheriff Pooley, you know, if the question of just the challenges of law enforcement right now, and specifically the Sheriff's Office, what would you say are the biggest challenges that you face?
Well, one of the biggest challenges we face is we're constantly getting busier and busier. The types of incidents that we're handling seem to be elevating. They're a little bit more critical. I'm sure you've read in the paper some of the shootings and things that we've had lately. We're having an increased problem with mentally ill folks. I've had a number of deputies assaulted recently due to drugs and mental illness. It's getting very busy and very serious out there. I hate to say this, I really do, but I'm worried that the era of our community not having these types of incidents is a bygone era. I'm very concerned about public safety. The other thing I worry about is my staffing levels. We are very shorthanded right now. We're hitting a critical mass, if you will, in our abilities to serve the public. Having said that, there's a number of things that cause this. Part of it is, I hate to say it, but the national press has said, basically put a warning label on law enforcement, said, you know, this whole negative aspect of law enforcement does bleed over to our small community, where I know this community supports law enforcement. We have to change that attitude, not only in our local community, but across the nation. It's still a great, honorable profession. We need good, quality local folks. And I will tell the people out there, we're looking for quality people, and we need you to come and apply. We want you to be part of the team. And anything that can be done to support Wave 2, show community support for our law enforcement, it goes so far. These folks are dedicated professional individuals who love what they do. And I would just ask the public to come out and support them. Voice your opinion. We need your voice to support law enforcement in this community.
So people are interested in a career in law enforcement. What's kind of the first step that you'd recommend that they take to start that going?
So first thing I would do, if you're interested in law enforcement, you need to come out and ride out with us. Take a look. Is this really for you? A lot of people see cop shows on television, things like that. Come out and really do it. We'd love to have you. Our deputies will take you out and show you around the county, kind of show you what they do. Get a real hands-on experience. If you're interested in working custody, we'll give you a tour of the jail. You can come shadow our deputies in the jail and really get a good feel for it, because a lot of people get in, they think it's a very glamorous, this is a really cool thing, but it's not for everybody. I love my job. I know Jim loves our job. I would never do, and I've never dreamt of doing anything else other than being in law enforcement. And for me, I love it, and I know our staff love it. But for some people, it may be not for them. So do that first. Prepare yourself. This is not just, we do a physical agility test, and you have to run, you have to jump a wall, you have to do a body drag. Hey, get in shape. A little bit what Jim talked about earlier is, hey, I ran track in high school, but I haven't run around a track in a long time. You know, go out, make sure you can do it, get prepared, because we lose a lot of folks through our testing process. We have a written test. There's any number of samples you can take online. If you call our office, we'll direct you to those things. And really come out prepared to enter a career, because this is a fantastic career. It's an honorable career. I know this community supports us, and we need quality people from our community.
Have to end on that note. We thank Sheriff Bill Pooley and Sergeant James Oliver for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.